how be we speak among them that are mature. The reason for failure is the lack of wisdom. For favor to be sustained, wisdom is required. They are won by divine wisdom. And I'm ahead of his word. No man can operate by the wisdom of God and his goodness. It's not possible.
You are welcome to Wisdom Series with Dr. Harry Amelwell.
And then the Spirit of God says, this is the time. Listen to me. Your life cannot be the same after this series of wisdom. Your life cannot be the same. We're talking about wisdom for mighty works. Amen. You can write it down, wisdom for mighty works. And then there will be a lot of subtopics, the necessity of wisdom, the spirit of wisdom, walking in divine wisdom, impartitions of wisdom and all that. But the umbrella topic, the main topic is wisdom for mighty works. Hallelujah. Are you ready for this journey? In God's word, you know, the Spirit of God had placed something in my heart for weeks now, and I've been saying it to myself, and I want you to come on board to say it. How many of you would like to hear it? Amen. Say, his blood is my qualification. His name is my authority. His word is my weapon for victory. Say it again. His blood is my qualification. Somebody is saying, you like this? Do you think you can marry a good man after the way you have lived before you got born again? You said his blood is my qualification. Somebody say, you like this? Do you know where you were born? Your village is not even on the map. And you are dreaming of being a governor of the state. You are dreaming of running a company. You are dreaming of doing this. You are dreaming of being a professor. You tell that voice, his blood is my qualification. If Christ had not died, then your background, where you are coming from, could have been against you. But thank God Jesus died. And when he died, he had us on his mind. When he ascended to heaven with his blood into the heavenly holy of holies, he had us on his mind. But listen, not just on his mind, he had our names on his lips. I've taught you about the present ministry of Jesus, the priestly ministry of Jesus. How that when we say Jesus lives, is seated at the right hand of majesty on high, making confessions, making intercession for us. He's not there begging God not to destroy us. He's not there begging God not to destroy the world. That's not primarily what they're doing. The priestly ministry of Jesus, the high priestly ministry of Jesus, has to do with his declarations of blessings over the people. Glory to God forevermore. Hallelujah. This is what we mean by his blood is my qualification. I don't know how big your dreams are. I don't know how wild your dreams are. I have wild dreams. Oh boy. I have big dreams to change my world. And you know, sometimes when I look in the flesh, it doesn't look like it. I'm like, Lord, how am I going to get this done? And I remember, his blood is my qualification. His name is my authority. His word is my weapon. Is my weapon. This is what I use to navigate. He's both my light, a light to my path, a lamp to my feet, and my weapon. His word, his blood, his name, his word. Hallelujah. All right, Mark quickly. Mark chapter 6, verse 2. Wisdom. Are you there? Okay, I'm sure it's up. And when the Sabbath, you can start from verse 1 quickly. When the Sabbath, go back to verse 1. I think, just make it fast so that we can cover more ground. And he went out from thence and came into his own country, and his disciples followed him. Verse 2, which is our focus. And when the Sabbath day was come, he began to teach in the synagogue. And many hearing him were astonished, saying, from whence has this man these things? And what wisdom is this which is given unto him, that even such mighty works are wrought by his hands? I read that second line again. And what wisdom, go back to verse 2. And what wisdom is this which is given unto him, that even such mighty works are wrought by his hands? Now, this was Jesus in his hometown. doing mighty things, teaching in the synagogue. And then they began to connect the things that Jesus was doing with wisdom. Because they knew that to produce this kind of work, there must be a knowledge, there must be a wisdom. There must be something on the inside. You remember when Nicodemus, I believe, met him, he says, "Thou art the teacher sent from God. For no man doeth these things except God be with him." It will shock you. Nicodemus didn't say, "For no one teacheth these things. No one doeth these things." So this wisdom both speaks and does. Is somebody listening to me? The first thing we saw that he was there teaching. They didn't have the privilege of reading the New Testament. But we reading the New Testament, we know now that Jesus is both the power and the wisdom of God. So Jesus was the embodiment of God's wisdom. So when he was talking, wisdom was talking. And then he began to work miracles, do mighty things. The people connected the things he did, his results, to the workings of wisdom. You know, when people don't understand the wisdom of God, they think it's human cleverness. We're not talking about human aptitude, human ingenuity, human cleverness. We're talking about the wisdom of God. That's the context of our discussion. The wisdom of God. That wisdom produces results. It's the wisdom of mighty works. No man can operate by the wisdom of God and be fruitless. It's not possible. That has to be human wisdom. No man can operate by the wisdom of God and be barren in his life and destiny. It's not possible. Your life will be fruitful. There will be things to show. It may not be in all areas, but at least in certain areas, there will be results to show. Why? This wisdom is accompanied by mighty works. Glory to God forevermore. The wisdom of God. What wisdom is this? That this mighty works is wrought by his hands. Listen, the reason for failure, frustration, and the average life is the lack of wisdom. I say that again. The reason for failure is the lack of wisdom. The reason for frustration in life is the lack of wisdom. When a person is frustrated, I think I mentioned something like that on Tuesday. When a person is frustrated in any area of life, it's a wisdom problem. You know, on Tuesday was Colors of Love, and we're talking about why marriages fail. And there was a general principle I gave you that, you see, frustration is connected to lack of wisdom or lack of insight. And the escape route out of failure, out of frustration is what? Wisdom. Divine wisdom. Divine wisdom. Divine wisdom. Is somebody listening to me this morning? I want to position your mind to relate with the wisdom of God in a new way. And to get a hold of that wisdom and live by it. The wisdom of God. Hallelujah. Are you here? Have I lost you? Say this after me. Lord, I'm full of your wisdom. I'm full of your wisdom. And I walk in your wisdom. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Glory to God forever. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 7. You know, that scripture, the one we just left, that Mark 16, never ceases to amaze me. How that the people made a connection between the results of Jesus and the wisdom that was at work in him. Hallelujah. All right, read it for me. Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom. I want you to pause and take a look at it. Now, who was writing? Solomon. This is the writing of Solomon. How many of you know that? But he wasn't talking from himself. Solomon was saying, "This is what my father taught me. This is what my father taught me." So actually, this quote was from David, not Solomon. It was Solomon who said it. But wait, go to verse 1. Let's read from verse 1 down to verse 6. Very quickly, we need to be fast. Oh, the excellency of wisdom. He said, "Hear ye children, the instruction of a father.
and attend to no understanding. Now this Solomon talking. He's talking to people. He said, hear the instruction of the Father and attend to understanding. He said, for I give you good doctrine, forsaking not my law. Next verse. For I was my father's son, tender and only beloved in the sight of my mother. So you know who he's talking about now. When he says, I was my father's son, you must understand the construction. In the language of the Bible, when they talk about sons, it's beyond a biological reproduction. When they talk about sons, they are talking about a person that has been raised by tutors and governors, who has been adopted into sonship. Do you know in Bible language, adopted sons are greater than biological sons? So we'll talk about the mystery of adoption. Now you understand when the New Testament talks about the adoption of sons, you understand what it's talking about. He says, I was my father's son, meaning an adopted son. That's what he's talking about. Raised by tutors and governors, brought up in the ways of royalty, until there was a ceremony, a celebration, that, oh, today Solomon has become a son of David. Oh, is somebody following me? That's the concept. That's what he's talking about. I was my father's son, meaning raised and presented to my father, tender and only beloved in the sight of my mother. Of course, you know that. The first one died. Verse 4. He taught me also. You see now. He taught me. David taught him. Have you ever wondered how will God come to a man because he made sacrifice? I said, what do you want? And then he didn't think twice. He said, wisdom. Somebody taught him. Somebody taught him. You see, what you are taught determines your response. Oh, is somebody here? What you are taught over time will affect your response in emergency situations. It's not then you'll be thinking, oh, should I, would I not, should I not, should I not? No, he was taught by his father. David had told him about the excellency of wisdom. David had taught him about the supremacy of wisdom. David had taught him about the glory of wisdom. How that wisdom will put you ahead of your generation. How that wisdom, listen, the distinguishing factor for Solomon's wealth, influence, was wisdom. Meaning the reason Solomon was ahead in wealth. Oh, we are going to read some things in the course of this study. The Bible says Solomon was wiser than all men, than Ethan, than Calcol, than all the sons of the east. The east was known for wisdom. And listen, the wisdom of the east was magical wisdom. Hiya. But Solomon, because God gave, the Bible says God gave Solomon wisdom. His resolve was greater than men operating by magical wisdom. He was ahead of them. The same thing with Daniel. The Bible says the wisdom of God in him was so much that made him the head over magicians. Do you understand? Over sorcerers, over astrologers. Meaning these guys were operated. Listen, that means true wisdom operates by ayah, the influence of a spirit. The magicians and sorcerers, you think they were cooking those things by themselves? No, their wisdom was enhanced by demons. How come Daniel was above them? The Bible says that he was the spirit of the gods. So wisdom has nothing to do with human aptitude. It's an influence of the spirit. That you have a lot of knowledge doesn't mean you walk in wisdom. Why? Wisdom is superior to knowledge. Knowledge is just the acquisition of facts. Wisdom is the appropriate use of knowledge. Oh, did you get that? Wisdom is the right use of knowledge. Put Proverbs 15 verse 2 up quickly for me. Wisdom is the appropriate use of knowledge. How could Daniel be the head over magicians, over astrologers, over wizards? I'm talking about the wisdom of the men of the East now. There was a spirit in him. There was a spirit. And oh boy, this will change your life. There was a spirit in him. When you operate in this wisdom, and the whole world has to look for you. They can't do anything without asking for your input.
Look at this. He said, the tongue of the wise useth knowledge aright. That's wisdom. The right use of knowledge. The right use of knowledge. Is someone following? All right, let's get back to Proverbs now. So, David introduced and taught Solomon to put wisdom first. He taught me also and said unto me, let thine heart retain my words. Keep my commandments and live. Continue. So, he's telling us what David taught him. Get wisdom. Oh my goodness. David taught Solomon, get wisdom. Get understanding. Forget it not, neither decline from the words of my mouth. Verse 6. Forsake her not, and she shall preserve thee. Love her, and she shall keep thee. Verse 7. You can see it's a continuum of what his father taught him. He said, wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom. And with all thy getting, higher, get understanding. Verse 8. Exalt her, and she shall promote you. She shall bring you to honor when you embrace her. Wisdom. Wisdom. Amazing. In case you don't know who David was, go and study him again. That seed he sowed. If all I can do in this service is to awaken your heart to wisdom. You know, there's such a thing as stirring men up to wisdom. Your heart can be stirred to wisdom. You begin to go for the wisdom of God. You place value on the wisdom of God. Do you know there are Christians who don't place value on wisdom? If all I can do in this service is to help to stir your heart towards wisdom. To help you place value on wisdom. I would have done my job. I will continue in second service. Wisdom. The Bible says wisdom is too high for a fool. Meaning it is foolishness not to value wisdom. It says wisdom is too high for a fool. It says a fool despiseth wisdom. Hallelujah. Is somebody here? I said the reason for failure is a lack of wisdom. The reason for frustration is the lack of wisdom. The reason for the average life is the lack of wisdom. Say, being average, yes, you think it's God's will. Let me tell you, I'll say this again and again. There's no such thing as average. It's a mirage. It doesn't exist. People just do that to cover up. Do you understand? You don't need to prepare to be average. Why do you want to prepare to be average? Is God an average God? Oh, come on, talk to me. Is God an average God? In wisdom, is God average? In wealth, is God average? In splendor, is God average? In glory, is God average? So why prepare to be average? That means when you are preparing to be average, you don't look like God. Oh my goodness. And how sad when a son doesn't look like his father. And when I say son, that's generic. They are his sons and they are she sons. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Wisdom was a reason for Solomon's wealth and influence and all that. The reason why he was ahead. So you want to walk in so much wealth? Wisdom is indispensable. You want to walk in so much influence? Wisdom is indispensable. You want to walk and be ahead in your generation? Wisdom is indispensable. I'm talking on the necessity of wisdom now. When we say something is a necessity, it means it's indispensable. It means you can't do without it. It means it's irreplaceable. Are you following me? Hallelujah. Glory to God. I said wisdom is higher than knowledge, right? And I said wisdom is the right use of knowledge. Listen, until knowledge affects behavior and outcome, wisdom is not yet at work.
Now I'm trying to connect that to for you. I said, until knowledge affects behavior and outcome, wisdom is not at work. So that somebody read a book and say, I have head knowledge, I know how to run business, doesn't mean he has that knowledge has affected his behavior. Does he act like a businessman? Does he reason like an entrepreneur? Is it producing the results of an accomplished businessman? Can you see? So I said, until knowledge affects behavior and outcome, wisdom is not yet at work. Proverbs chapter 8, verse 11 and 12. Let's do Proverbs 8, 11 and 12. Now I'm already defining wisdom. The first thing I said was that wisdom is the right use of knowledge. Put that one up for me. Oh God Almighty. It says, for wisdom is better than rubies, and all the things that may be desired are not to be compared with it. Next verse. I, wisdom, dwell with prudence. What is prudence? Prudence is discretionary intelligence. So wisdom is divine intelligence. Are you getting that? Wisdom is intelligence with discretion. You can put it that way. Ethical intuition. Am I speaking too much English? We're educated people now. Are you following? Intelligence with discretion. Some of you are not writing. Are you fine? Is everything all right? Are we good? At least there must be a problem. You can't put your hand and be looking at me. Let me tell you something. To succeed, you must write. Oh. Meaning, we can look at your attitude to God's word and predict your future. I don't care how long you pray. To succeed, there must be writings here and there. Oh, is somebody here? You are not wiser than God. God told John in the book of Revelation, he said, that which I show you, write in a book. He said, write in Revelation. He said, that which I show you, write in a book. So if you say it's not new, can anything be more New Testament than the book of Revelation? He said, that which I show you, that which I speak to you, do what? Write in a book. Glory to God forevermore. Let me know if you go there. I can show you at least 5 scriptures that talks about writing down the things that you learn, the things that you are hearing. Apart from Habakkuk 3, write a vision, make it plain. That's the only one you guys know. And that alone should make you write in a service. Amen. You see, that when you interact with knowledge at different places, you know, when you're writing, you are seeing what you're writing. Your a part of your brain is operating. It helps your retention and your application. Are you listening? As a young person, don't come to church without writing materials. Don't do it. Oh, don't do it. Don't do it. You can't succeed that way. Put me anywhere. You can't. If it's not hard copy, you should have your tablet and your writing in it. Do you understand? Don't fold your hands and be looking. Glory to God. You know, I'm not just a pastor, I'm a life coach. I'm not a guest minister. Do you understand? Meaning, my job over time is to shape your reasoning and to shape your behavior. Glory to God forever. We're talking about wisdom, you should write. It is foolish not to write. You know, I quoted the scripture just now, that wisdom is too high for a fool. Selah. Hallelujah. He says, I, wisdom, dwell with prudence. Prudence. And I said, that's intelligence with discretion. Ethical intuition. You act in a particular way that projects honor and intelligence. That's wisdom. That's wisdom.
There's a way you live. There's a way you act. About your finances, about your job, about your marriage, about your relationship, about your children. You act with discretion. You act with intelligent discretion. That's wisdom. You act with ethics. That's wisdom. There's a touch of honor and nobility to the things you do. That's wisdom. That's what they say. You're a young man. You have 3 girlfriends. The Bible says you lack prudence. You come to the office. Oh, Pastor, this person, I'm going to marry. And then they go out and they are talking to staff. Yeah, I say, that's this person's fiance. I thought his sister. That's the lack of wisdom. I says ethical intuition. There's a piety to your disposition. Oh, is somebody listening? Wisdom. It puts you in a class. It attracts to you favor. Do you know wisdom precedes favor? I'll show you in second sentence. Wisdom precedes favor. For favor to be sustained, wisdom is required. When wisdom increases, favor increases. So those are crying, oh Lord, favor. Your first cry, Lord, wisdom. Glory to God forever. Is somebody here? I say you do things with discretion, with honor and style. We've talked about that, how that this is not, but let me just give them to you. It will help lay foundation for the teaching. There are 3 levels of wisdom. So you know that we're dealing with the 3rd level. The first one is the wisdom of this world. 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 20. Oh God Almighty. 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 20. 1 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 6. Put it up for me. The wisdom of this world. And this is not what we're talking about, but I want to show you from scriptures. There's such a thing as the wisdom of this world. Meaning, there's a reasoning of this world. There's a way of thinking of this world. There's a wisdom of this world. But that is not our realm of wisdom. Are you listening to me? Oh, this realm of wisdom. A 100 level, 200 level student can work so much in it that the professors can understand why he sees things this way. You speak for things, you have insight into things until the professors are helpless. Oh my goodness, is somebody here? Look at what they say. He said, I have more understanding than my teachers because thy testimonies are my meditation. How could he have more understanding than his teachers? Spirit mediated cerebral quickening. Your amplitude of reasoning, your range of reasoning is at another level. Am I talking? You speak, and every intelligent person knows that there's intelligence in what you're saying. You speak. No, the Bible says God gave Solomon wisdom. He spoke of trees. He spoke of the hyssop. He spoke of plants. He spoke of insects. He didn't go to school to study zoology. He didn't go to school to study botany. But when God gave him wisdom, he had insights into the world of biology. Is somebody listening to me? He had insight into the world of philosophy. He had insight into the world of politics. Spirit insights. You are full of this wisdom. You begin to tell people about their fields and the adjustment to make in their fields. Oh God, I thought I had a child that is excited that wants to enter into this thing. I thought you were going to respond hearing that. I told you how to maximize the word that comes. You must celebrate and rejoice with it. Glory to God.
Do you want to walk in this wisdom? Listen, it's impossible to walk in this divine wisdom without your estate being increased on the earth. Impossible. I'll show you. Hallelujah. So I said there's a wisdom of this world. Bible told us the destination of the wisdom of this world. You cannot operate by the wisdom of this world. Listen, the wisdom of this world is built on selfishness, pride. I say that again, the wisdom of this world, the Bible says, is devilish, sensual. The foundation is selfishness and pride. That is no harem. Look at this. Where is the wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the disputer of this world? Had not God made foolish the wisdom of this world? So there's the wisdom of this world. There's a wisdom of this world. The wisdom of this world says, to enter into this thing, you must have a master's. Okay. I will upgrade your mind though, in this series. You know, there are people that feel very useless without their certificates. It means you wasted your time through school. I bet you. You know, I started medicine in school, and I felt sorry for many of the doctors. When we're writing exams to do house job, I'll never forget them teaching us. As I was talking with a group of them, we were talking. I said, if I drop this certificate now here and walk away, I will still be one of the most successful people on earth. I was not pastor. Don't build your life based on the wisdom of this world. Don't. Glory to God. Do you know the reason for schooling is to trigger that faculty of wisdom? It's not to give you a certificate. So if going to school has not succeeded in triggering that faculty, why? Because listen, the wisdom we're talking about here is not in the four walls of the university. It's not. They can attempt to trigger that faculty, to awaken that faculty. For the most part, they don't even do that. It's garbage in, garbage out. CPF, cram, pass, and forget. Is that not what was happening to our schools? Most of you that walk in after school, you have to learn on the job. You know, you have to learn on the job. Somebody did banking and finance in school. He got a job in the bank. The bank had to train him again. I thought you read banking and finance in school. And then you see a guy who read chemistry in school, gets into the banking sector and takes the lead. Are you listening? He's not found within the walls of the university. No, do you know when you went to school, do you know they never taught you of the most important things in life? Did you have classes on leadership? Did you ever? They say this is how to lead. Did they ever teach you? No. They ever teach you how to make money? They say this is money making. It's not they are trying to put it. Did they teach you in school? No. You have to learn it. Did they teach you how to be a good husband when you went to the university? How to be a good wife? See, the things that matter in life, you were never taught in school. You were never taught in school. If you don't understand money, you are sunk. You don't understand how to be a good husband, a good wife, you have problems. Is somebody following me? The wisdom is not found in the four walls of the institution. I'm talking about the wisdom of this world. Put it up for me. What was the next one? I said 1 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 6 quickly. Hallelujah. How be lage baga saya me tobaya. Oh God. Hey, oh God, 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 God. He says, are you here? You know, I want to carry you along. I don't want to go alone. You know why I spoke that tongues? Looking at this verse of scripture. He says, how be we speak wisdom
among them that are mature. The right rendering is mature. We speak wisdom. We speak wisdom. Lalia, we talk wisdom.
Oh God Almighty.
We talk wisdom among them that are mature. Meaning, ayah, oh God, we speak wisdom. But it has to be among them that are mature. When we speak these things among the babes, they think we are braggadocious. They think we are just being proud. They think we are not being realistic. We all says, I will never be broke another day of my life. You know what you're saying? You are speaking wisdom. I will never be sick in my life. Somebody say, you'll never be sick. What are you saying? You are speaking wisdom. Aya. You see, if you are among the mature, they understand. They know why you said that. Because they know that he himself took our infirmity. He bore our sicknesses. They know that by his stripes we are healed. They know. They mature. They know. So when you say, I will never be sick in my life, the Bible says you are speaking wisdom. You are speaking wisdom. You are declaring the word is mine and the fullness thereof. The Lord has made me the head over the nations. The Lord has put in my mouth the word for this generation. And out of this mouth it will ring to the nations. Do you understand? Oh, my voice must be heard. My impact must be felt. In this industry, I'm taking the lead. In the name of Jesus. No, you are speaking like that and you are just a junior star. You are speaking wisdom. You are speaking wisdom. You know what he's saying? This wisdom we're talking about talks. It's a talking wisdom. You know, I told you that it's the wisdom that speaks and it's the wisdom that do. That does, rather. We speak wisdom. We speak wisdom. You wake up in the morning, the hand of the Lord is permanently upon you. In the name of Jesus, I go forth with joy. I'm led forth with peace. The mountains and the hills, they break before me. The trees of the field, they clap their hands. Because I'm a God among men. Because I'm the head over the hidden. In the name of Jesus, Jehovah is with me like a mighty terrible one. I can never crash in a car. I can never crash in a plane. I can never crash on the road, on the sea. It's impossible. You know what you're doing? You are speaking wisdom. You are speaking wisdom. You are speaking wisdom. Malaga Vayalaya. You are speaking wisdom. Among them that are mature. He said, but not the wisdom of this world. The King James. We can pull back King James. But not the wisdom of this world. There is the wisdom of this world. There's the wisdom of the rulers of this world. Of the princes of this world. That cometh to naught. You know what I'm saying? It ends to nothing. We can say the economy of the world is crashing. Why? It's built on the world's wisdom. Started by Nimrod Kush. Who wanted to be separate from God. Who wanted to build a system that excludes God. He said, come, let's make a name for ourselves. That's the beginning of this world system. And that's the beginning of the world's wisdom. A separation from God. An attempt to, I told you, pride. Selfishness and pride. Selfishness and pride. They want to live independent of God. Oh, glory to God forever. They want to do things excluding God. No allegiance to the Maker. They say, oh, there is Mother Nature. What's Mother Nature? What kind of rubbish is that? There's a new trend now. They say, I'm not religious, but I'm spiritual. How many of you have heard it? Among the world's elites. And so I'm not religious, but I'm spiritual. And by spiritual, they mean they are pantheists. They are universalists. Let us believe that there's an energy in our universe. And that energy is responsible for what is happening. Can you just sit down and connect to that energy? How many of you can feel me this morning? Connecting with that energy. Raw, 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 rubbish. Oh, is somebody here? That is the wisdom of this world.
But the Bible says the wisdom that we operate with is not the wisdom of this world. It says we speak wisdom. Not the wisdom of this world. Not the wisdom of the rulers of this world that cometh not. He says, but we speak the wisdom of God. Verse 7. He says, but we speak the wisdom of God in esoteric language. In a mystery. Oh God Almighty. You know what I'm exposing you to do? You must learn to speak, to live by this wisdom. You can't live by the wisdom of men. The second level is the wisdom of men. There is the wisdom of men. That one is based on senses. Oh, if you are broke, won't you say you are broke? That's the wisdom of men. By sight, ears, touch, feel. That's what they speak. That's the wisdom of men. There's the wisdom of men. Quickly. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 5. There's the wisdom of men. No, when people that operate by the wisdom of men, they can't understand Proverbs 11:24. They can't. He says, there is he that scattereth, yet increaseth. Make kobaya. That's in the arena of God's wisdom. How can you increase by scattering? The wisdom of men cannot get there. I say, if you want to increase, put hoard. You just hoard and then try some investment here. Don't put everything, no. Carry 60% first, invest, watch the waters, carry on nothing. That's the wisdom of men. Go back. He said that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men. This one functions by the excellency of speech. That appeals to the senses. Oh God Almighty. Is somebody getting blessed? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Say, I operate by the wisdom of God. I walk by divine wisdom. I walk by divine wisdom. And I'm ahead of this world. I want to say it. I walk by divine wisdom. And I'm ahead of this world. I'm about to close. Let me just tell you this and stimulate your wisdom. When we say we are ahead of this world, you know. Recently, the world is talking about using sound waves to destroy cancer cells. Yeah, it's just for you that are medical doctors and you are updated, you know what I'm talking about. There's a research that's proposing, and they've started using it, sound wave directed at a particular frequency against cancer cells. And then the cancer cells respond. Is this not what we have been saying? Is this not what you've been saying? Eh? That you direct sound against that growth. Listen, science is playing catch up. Is somebody here? Science is playing catch up. This is what I've been saying, that cancer, who told you cancer doesn't have cure? Get a sound code from God's word and then direct it. Direct it. You say in the name of Jesus, I command you to dematerialize. I command you to dissipate. I command you to dissolve. Go into naughtiness. The Bible talks about bringing to naught the things that are. That means faith can dissipate, make evaporate the things that are seen. Is somebody listening to me? Science is doing catch up. I'm out of time. Rise to your feet. Father, we thank you. We give you praise. We give you glory. Can you just lift your hands like this toward heaven? Thank you for his word. And then declare the things I told you. The wisdom of God is at work in me. I operate by that wisdom. Morning, noon, and night. Malekebo susha patadiaka. morning, noon, and night. Hallelujah. 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 You know, we have to close down so we can enter into second service. You see, I hope I get into you in second service or next week. One of the ways we project ourselves into the wisdom of God is by speaking in tongues. Aya. A projection. Mark my tenses. You project into divine wisdom. You can't speak in tongues, in tongues, in tongues, and not know what to do. No. Hearing words like this is not possible. It's not possible. Father, we thank you for your word. We give you praise. We give you glory.
We believe the word of God has begun a good work in you, making you a living, working wonder on the earth. For additional messages and information, log on to www.theembassyofheaven.org. God bless you.